I'm not a particularly big fan of Captain Underpants. He's a goofy cartoon character who wears only a cape and underpants and saves people from destruction in a bumbling way. Silly is the kindest word that comes to mind. He appeals to those in elementary school. He's no real superhero. The question is whether I should have the power to stop anyone, especially children, from reading the Captain Underpants series. It is, after all, one person who generally starts the ball rolling and ultimately succeeds in convincing a school board to take one particular book off the shelf, a book like Captain Underpants. Others who support the book then take the school district to court to argue that one upset person or even a handful shouldn't have the right to say what all children have access to in the school library, and they use the Constitution as ammunition. This has happened more often than you might think. We've gone from complaints about Oliver Twist in schools in the 1940s to complaints about Harry Potter to complaints about the social studies book A Visit to Cuba today, with a lot of stuff in between. The reviews from the critics, parents, school board members, and even judges are in. God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater by Kurt Vonnegut, garbage. Slaughterhouse-Five, deeply disgusting at points and cheap, valueless reading. A short poem by a 15-year-old girl in an anthology of youth poetry. Crude and offensive language not fit for female eyes. Filth. Ms. Magazine, known communist folk singer ads and other questionable material. Dog Day Afternoon, immoral and perverted. In each of those cases, the school board sided with the critic initially, and the book or magazine got the heave-ho, until the court stepped in. Harry Potter is a fine example. Harry's faced not only the Ministry of Magic, but also a federal trial court judge, which means that the parent who recently suggested that he be banned from a Georgia school library is not charting new territory. Several parents and school board members in Arkansas who had not read the Harry Potter books suggested that the series promoted witchcraft, disobedience, and disrespect for authority. For the sake of the children, the books vanished from school libraries. But the judge returned them. Constitutional freedom of expression won over a handful of worried parents and school administrators. Here's what courts write in these cases. Keeping libraries free helps educate the students about constitutional freedoms, and that alone pays untold educational dividends. A narrowed and sanitized school library filled with books that please only those in charge at the moment won't test or expand ideas, and the Constitution protects the right to receive such information. Which brings us back to Captain Underpants. He made the American Library Association's top 10 most challenged books list for 2005. Yep, they've tried to ban him, too, for anti-family content, among other things. But as in most of these cases, courts and school administrators ultimately decide that a library is a mighty resource in the free marketplace of ideas, and the critics lose. So I have a newfound respect for Captain Underpants and his cohorts Harry Potter and Oliver Twist. It seems that he's a superhero, after all. I'm Amy Guida.